The Afternoon Drive on Impact 103. Come alive.
And I did tell you a little bit earlier on, today is the day you want to take the long drive home. Take a little bit of a detour because this is a conversation you don't want to miss at all. And I think it's going to be one for the books. In actual fact, before I even get to this conversation, Kim Walker-Smith will be making her way through to South Africa a little bit later on. In actual fact, it's just in the month of June she'll be here for a time of worship, which I think is going to be really fantastic. So if you hadn't had a chance to get your tickets for the Pretoria leg of that tour, you can be sure to get your tickets for Johannesburg, because Pretoria, from what I understand, is currently sold out. So you want to make sure that you go ahead and get those tickets for yourself. But for now, though, we change gears to talking about someone else who's not coming, who is already here. In actual fact, he's in studio right now to talk about something that is really fantastic. 32 years since his first introduction into music, well, at least for us professionally. So Martin Smith has found his name and his melodies etched onto the stages of many churches for generations. The Delirious era introduced a new sound of Christian contemporary music. And although the group dismantled in 2009, in 2012, Martin Smith pursued a solo career that brought out songs that we still sing to this day. And his heart for worship and devotion to the presence of God is what led him to join hands for the Let Us Pray 2024 event, which will be a time for prayer and worship for our nation. And he joins us this afternoon in studio. Martin, it's good to have you. Welcome back.
Wow, it's great to be here. I mean, I could go on listening to Kim Walker-Smith all day.
Yeah, this yeah.
Amazing.
I definitely agree with you on that one.
Thank you for having me on. It's great to be back. 10 years ago I was here.
10 years ago was the last time that you were here. And you walked into the studio and you're just like, wait, I've been here before.
Yeah.
And we're really excited to be chatting to you 10 years later and to be talking about not just your music, but really talk about what's brought you here, which is the Let Us Pray 2024 event. And it's kind of coinciding with us in a time where we're having a global day of prayer for the next 24 hours, from 5 this morning till tomorrow morning, 5 a.m. But let's just double click into Let Us Pray 2024. I think for a lot of South Africans this year, prayer seems to be a very important theme for various reasons. I think globally so. There's a very serious focus and a lot of things that are shifting this year. And for us, it's no different. And Let Us Pray is focused in uniting us in a time of prayer and really just being able to say a generation uniting together in worship and prayer. What does this mean for people that might be coming and for you to say, hey, I want to be a part of that? When you get that invitation to say, I want to be a part of a generation uniting in prayer, what does that mean for you?
Yeah, amazing. I mean, firstly, thank you for having me in South Africa. It's a great honor to be back here. It's been a while since I've been here. So Wednesday's going to be amazing. I mean, it's going to be a lot of people out in the field. And I suppose when you look back in the scriptures, you know, it's filled with moments of prayer, isn't it? Where nations came together at key moments to overcome something. Mm. You know, whether it was a battle in Kings or, you know, you look at the nation of Israel going through the Red Sea. There's always a moment of prayer where people came together and like, okay, God, are you going to save us? You know, if you're real, can you save us?
Yeah.
So there's hundreds of those stories. And now we live in this, you know, it's the same today, isn't it? That whether it's the nation of the United Kingdom or now in South Africa, okay, God, we need another miracle. Mm. We're living in really interesting, difficult times. There are lots of, there's war again in the world and unrest. And so we really need a miracle.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think we're desperately crying out for it. The global church is definitely crying out for a miracle from God. It's not something unique to us as South Africa. But something that you're always passionate about is not just gathering in worship, in prayer, but worship. And and I think that's where a lot of us are going. You know, people that listen to Impact 103 definitely love worship because you're hearing the music all day. But what role does worship play in uniting a people into prayer?
Well, I think that the worship songs that we sing, they're really only prayers put to music. Mm. You know, really, they're only sort of musical versions of prayer, aren't they?
That's good.
And then we get people, you know, literally sort of shoulder to shoulder singing, you know, great is the Lord or how great is our God. You put a melody to that and it brings power, doesn't it? So again, you know, all through the scriptures, there's been worship. You know, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. So we're not doing anything new necessarily, but of course every generation brings its new melodies. And so I suppose I'm part of that, and you know, many other people as well.
Yeah. You've also spoken about how there's a conversation you had with Darlene Chick on your YouTube channel, on your podcast.
She's great. Eh?
She's fantastic. Yeah. She's not replying my messages. I don't know why.
She's the queen. Yeah.
But you know what? One of the things you spoke about in the sit down that you had with her was really highlighting how the future of worship is something that you're really cupping your ear towards in terms of where it's moving to for the generations to come. And like I said, this conversation is really coinciding in us on this show praying for the creative arts music and the sound of worship that we really have been believing that God will usher out into South Africa, that will really usher the revival that we're going to see in our nation and the global revival. What would you say, and I think there's a lot of worship leaders that may be in this conversation and listening in and going, man, I want to be a part of that, but I don't know what posture I ought to have to be a part of the move of God on a national scale, because they kind of think what I do on a Sunday is so small and insignificant in terms of what God is going to do to us in this nation in a global revival that he'll ultimately bring.
Yeah, I mean, certainly, like, we're all part of the team, aren't we?
Yeah.
Whether it's what I'm doing or whether it's what Paul's doing here or Ruben on the drums, people around the world playing in church every Sunday, you know, singing, you know, playing guitar, whatever it is, we're all part of that team, aren't we?
Yeah.
You know, trying to usher in the presence of God, you know, for our people, you know, because it's the presence of God that breaks, you know, the problems, isn't it? That's what ushers out fear. So we're all trying to be part of that and do the best we can with what God's given us, but yes, there is something new coming, and not because I know what it is, but only because history has shown that with every generation there's a new sound. You know, with every revival there's a new sound, there's new songs. And so I don't doubt that something new will come, whether it will be an electronic vibe or whether, you know, who knows what it will be, but it will be, it'll be fresh and it'll be amazing, and I can't wait to hear it. You know, generations always sing about the same stuff, don't we? You're always going to sing about how great God is and who he is, you know, the names of God and the divinity, the majesty, the awesomeness of God. But, you know, it's just that the style will always change, and I can't wait for a new thing.
Yeah, I must say, it's been great to hear your voice on an electric sound lately with a remix of Joy.
Yes.
That was something really fantastic. I think it was Rave
Jesus.
Rave Jesus, that remix.
King Topher.
I was just like, okay, Martin Smith in 2024 is sounding very fresh. I like the sound of that. I like the sound of that. But, you know, I want to bring our focus back to Let Us Worship, Let Us Pray, rather, and bring focus specifically to the flags. There's conversations about the flags that will be hanging over the facility and what they're representing, the flags that are going to be standing out, because for a lot of us we'll be seeing them, but I understand that they carry a very strong significance.
Well, I mean, it's just something that I'm sort of messing around with. I think it's you know, it's great having these big flags with, you know, one's got the name of Jesus on, one's got the word freedom on, one's got Our God Reigns on, one's got the word joy on. It's almost like when people see it, it's like, oh, it releases whatever that is in the room.
Yeah.
You know? You can sing Our God Reigns, but now there's like a flag being waved with it on it, and people go, it's like almost another level to it.
Mm.
And then you could feel the faith in the room rise. But hey, I mean, you know, churches have been gone in cycles for years, haven't they? You know, some sort of do flags, some don't. But when you read through the scriptures, whenever the Israelites went into battle, there were always flags.
Yeah.
And I think it's sort of warning the enemy that we're coming, you know.
Yeah, yeah. It's really saying, hey, you got to watch out. We're on our way.
Watch out. Come on.
And I mean, I think there's definitely a certainty of people feeling like, okay, we're taking ground now. We're not really taking a very passive approach. There's someone who's probably listening to this right now and thinking, man, this sounds like it's going to be a great time of worship and just a celebration, so to say. But I think the title is also really leading to a very specific place of prayer and the two pairing together. For someone who's going to be joining on Wednesday and having an absolutely phenomenal time of worship, but also standing firm and praying bold and specific prayers, what do you hope that they leave with at the end of the day on the 1st of May, that when they walk out to their family members and they go back into their own individual relationship with God, into that space, that what do you hope will be planted in there?
Well, that's a great question. I mean, just the fact that the God of the angel armies is on our side, and that we carry the, you know, the surety and the faith of that wherever we go, don't we? You know, that he's not going to leave us, that he's fighting for us. He's fighting our battles. So I think that would be a great thing that people could leave with. But also, don't come just thinking you're going to be a spectator on Wednesday. You know, we're all in this together. You know, I'll be on stage with Ruben. We'll be doing some songs. But, you know, we are, we're in, this is the army of God coming together and to worship and pray for change. And you know, I'm excited about that.
I like that picture so much of not just coming as a spectator, that that will be a part of what God is doing over there. Well, in this case, you're going to have to spectate just for a moment. You're going to take a little bit of a breather, listening to a song that will definitely get you moving. It's a brand new single that Martin brought out a little bit earlier on. This one is titled Joy. And when we come back, I need to hear the story of the video that you may have seen. I don't know if you actually posted it, is where I saw it, of the little boy with his guitar and his mic singing the song Joy.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that is the most precious thing ever. And we're going to talk about it in just a moment. You want us to make sure that you stick around as we tell you more details about Let Us Pray. I don't think it's actually possible for one to listen to this and sit still. I don't think that's something that should be done even at all, if one should consider such a dangerous thing. Do you still listen to this and you find yourself really just breaking out in song and dance?
Yeah, you're right. You're thinking everyone that's driving along. It's not the most safest of tunes, is it?
Well, it's probably great for when you're sitting in traffic. Traffic doesn't feel so long if you're sitting and you're listening to this.
But can you imagine, like, you know, Sunday we were playing at the church and everyone's like, yeah, you know, the whole crowd. It's great. It's brilliant.
I think it's absolutely fantastic, and how it just gets people into a place of celebrating and really just that joy that surpasses all understanding, kind of really playing on the piece that surpasses all understanding, because it's hard to find yourself in a place of joy when it doesn't feel like there's joyous things happening around you all the time.
Yeah.
Example, traffic, but really just being able to rely on the joy of the Lord. This one is titled Joy by Martin Smith on Impact 103. We're moments before we get to 6 p.m. If you've just joined us, it's so good to be with you. And we're talking about the Let Us Pray 2024 event that's happening on the 1st of May, which I think is going to be a really, really phenomenal time. And joining the conversation at this point is worship pastor from New Covenant Church, Paul Eady, who's going to be chatting to us about, you know, what we can expect on the 1st of May, which I think is going to be really fantastic. Paul, it's great to have you. Welcome to the Afternoon Drive.
Thanks, Corsi. Good to be here.
I mean, Wednesday is going to be a fantastic time. And one of the themes that I absolutely love about it, well, two things. One, it's on a public holiday, so that means everybody can be there. But number two is that it's a family-friendly event.
Yes.
And for a lot of people, they might be wondering, what do you mean family-friendly? Paint a picture for us of what the day looks like.
So it's on a big school field, beautiful green grass. Think of it like an AstroTurf lawn, but actually fully natural. You know, just sell the dream here.
Gee whiz.
But we're going to have a big inflatable park. Just kids can go wild, and it's going to be safe. There's going to be so much security there. There are going to be food stalls, great coffee. There's just going to be everything you need. So it's a real family day out, not just warfaring for the kingdom and for our nation, but a real treat to hang out with community and bring the whole family. There's going to be stuff for everyone to do. There's going to be plenty parking options. So even with regards to the parking, there's churches, like surrounding churches, have been kind enough to offer us their parkings. We've even got a floor of Four Ways Mall parking lot, and we'll be running buses from those spots to the campus just to kind of help with the parking situation.
That's fantastic. That's really, really efficient, because I know that parking can be quite the nightmare. But I know in efforts of trying to work, avoiding those nightmares and logistically really making things work, registering on Quicket is something that's very important.
Absolutely. Please do so. Yeah. Just from the authorities' perspective, we need to kind of have tabs on the numbers for the day. We're expecting a huge crowd. So if you go to quicket.com and you'll look for the Let Us Pray event, you can register. It's a free event, but just for the sake of understanding the number situation, if you can register, that'll be hugely helpful for us.
All right, fantastic. And then lastly, I think, Paul, you know, one of the things that's really amazing in this particular Let Us Pray event is that it's a taking of hands together. It's a really coming together situation that we're going to be seeing on Wednesday. Not just coming together to pray, but even in terms of worship, New Covenant Church and New Covenant Worship really taking hands with you, Martin Smith, and saying, hey, we want to be able to make that stand, like you were saying a little bit earlier. And I think that's something that's probably on your heart. And maybe you can speak from New Covenant Worship side to say, this is really the sound that we're trusting God will bring out on Wednesday, or maybe maybe even birth from Wednesday onwards, that something new will really stream out from Wednesday, or maybe we won't stop on Wednesday and then we have to declare Thursday a public holiday. Oh. I don't know.
Shut everything down.
Yeah.
We definitely have a heart for worship, but we understand the power of worship, you know?
Yeah.
You look at the Old Testament, Jehoshaphat, and how sent out the tribe of Judah first, you know, waving their flags, waving their banners, and we have no doubt that as we enter into that time of collective praise and worship, I think the heavenlies are going to be shaking.
Yeah, yeah.
Really, I really believe so. So,
and I think, you know, as a nation, I was talking about it a little bit earlier on the show, saying we're a very big singing nation. We sing a lot.
Yeah.
And I think it really represents something in just being able to move that in focus of worship to God, which I think will be something phenomenal. And I mean, like I was saying earlier, Martin, the song Joy, it's hard for one to sit still and really just hear it and not do anything. But I think it says a lot about the writing and how it was something that was moved in you to be able to say, man, I've got joy in the morning, in the evening, no matter what comes my way, I've got joy. Tell us the story behind the song.
Yeah, I mean, I'm in a great season. You know, I'm a granddad now, you know, so I've got two little grandchildren.
So the parents are having to double check that you're putting the rules in. Is that what's happening?
Exactly, yeah.
Okay.
Exactly. So that's brought a lot of joy. I mean, that's brought so much joy that I couldn't even imagine, you know, them being in our lives. And that, of course, you know, coupled with, you know, I look back over my life and just, you know, the million times that God saved my life and the grace of God. And, you know, that makes you grateful, doesn't it? When you look back and you think, wow, that was amazing what God did there. And so I think all that accumulates to sort of, why not have a song? Let's just say it as it is, and it's been a great thing. I wrote it with some guys in Dallas, in Texas, part of a church called Gateway, and they'll be amazed that this is being played on radio in this part of the world. They will absolutely love it.
But
it's great, and it's got that instant thing, like you say. You play at a church in a small group, or you know, in a big field on Wednesday. And it will get everyone dancing, which is the great thing.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, like I was saying, it's one of those songs that it forces you to declare it in singing it.
Yeah.
That you're saying you've got joy in the morning and the evening. As we're getting ready to wrap up our time together, I'm so cognizant of the move of God that we're all trusting God for in this room right now. And there's a lot of anticipation leading up to Wednesday. There's people that may be listening to this now and they're going, man, I can't make it. I've got work despite the public holiday or for whatever reasons. There are certain things that I'm certain you're praying for leading up to Wednesday. How can we stand with you in prayer leading up to Wednesday of things that you trust in God for will happen?
Wow. I mean, I think, as I said earlier, everybody is a part of this thing. If you believe, you know, in the name of the Lord, that he can overcome, that we trust in his name to overcome evil, then it doesn't matter whether you're, you know, a school teacher and you're at school that day. You know, you can say a little prayer, can't you? And you know, of course, we play our part in being part of the music, but of course, it's impossible for everyone to be there. But we are joined. We are the Church of Christ, aren't we? And so, it's really important that we know that. And so, first thing, like Wednesday morning, everyone say a prayer for the nation, whether you can be there or not. I think that'd be amazing.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I'm really excited about Wednesday. I think it's going to be an absolutely phenomenal time. I'll be looking forward to when Joy comes through. I'll be dancing very far in the back.
See you in the front, front row.
Back. Yeah. It looks horrible. So I'm better off in the back and no one really seeing
how to... Grab your flag and see you in the front row.
No. Yeah. I nearly fell for it. Yeah. I nearly fell for it. And I think it's going to be a fantastic time. You want to make sure that you join in on Wednesday. Go to cricket.co.za and get your tickets. Book and indicate to the team that's preparing to make sure that they are able to prepare for you. It's a free event. Anyone can come with your family, pack a picnic bag, and bring a blanket as well. It's going to be a fantastic setup that's going to be there. And if you want to get more details, go head on over to social media to check out for at NCCBZA. It's going to be happening at New Covenant Church in Bryanston, and it's going to be happening this Wednesday. It is going to be a great time of us coming together, not just in worship, but also praying for our nation and for what God will be doing over there. Thank you so much for coming through. I think it's going to be a fantastic time. Hopefully it doesn't take 10 years again for you to come back.
No.
Yeah, please.
No, I think I'll be back sooner than that.
Yeah, no, I like the sound of that. Yeah. I think it's going to be fantastic. And you can be sure to catch Martin Smith at the Let Us Pray event on Wednesday morning. Paul, thank you so much. And I think it's going to be a fantastic time on Wednesday.
Yeah, thanks.
There you go. And that's how we wrap up the show this afternoon into this evening right here on The Afternoon Drive. Of course, it's been great to be with you. Go on and get your tickets for Wednesday. And we're looking forward to seeing you there. Whether you're going to be in the front row, the back row, or hiding away far in a corner while you're dancing away, we'll find you. Just join us as you're worshiping and praising God together. There's a lot more still coming up right here on Impact 103. Focus on the Family will be with you from 6:30 till 7 o'clock. And a whole lot more of the evening programming of Impact 103. From me, Nkosi Rankumise, it's goodbye and God bless.